Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. The Holy Gospel for Reformation is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today is Reformation. Reformation starts with two letters, R-E. And I was thinking about that this past week. How many words in my daily life start with R-E? Just last week, I got a notice from the DMV that my daughter's car needs her license tabs renewed. So I get renewal notices quite often. If it's not for a license, it's for a subscription or a membership in an organization. I'm used to that word, renew. But within the past years, I've found that words with R-E have a lot to do with my daily life at work, especially with computers. I often use MSN as a home page, and a lot of times in the upper right, there's a tab that says refresh, new content available. So I click it. I refresh the system. It's more up to date. I like it. It's helpful. There's another positive word, rename. Whenever I scan a document into my computer, it's just a bunch of numbers. So I right-click, hit rename, and then I type in something that makes sense to me. It's helpful. But the helpful words that start with R-E end there. More often than not, I'm hitting reset. Reset, reset, reset. I don't know what I did wrong, but I did something wrong. I need to get back to the factory settings. Sometimes reset doesn't work. Then I've discovered there's another button called restore. Yes, I've used that before. I have lost documents. I don't know where they went. But if I restore my computer to an earlier moment in time, suddenly they're back again. That's helpful. But the one I'm afraid that's used most often around this place is reboot. We don't seem to have a server here that loves us. Every week when it updates, it crashes. And so we have to reboot. When you reboot, you shut the system down, and then you start it up again. That's exactly what Paul is doing today in our second reading with the church at Rome. He is rebooting that congregation. Why? Because that congregation is polarized. They've taken sides. One side says this, one side says this, and they make judgment calls against each other. Sounds kind of like the world today, doesn't it? Not much different now than then. But Paul is going to do something about it. He is going to use the law to shut it down. And we read that in our text today. Under the law, all mouths are silenced. That's what he does. Romans chapter 1, he uses the word they 21 times. They say this, they say that, they do this, they do that. He says that to trap them. Because now they think they're off the hook. Because they're the ones with the problems. So that's what he does in chapter 1. Then in chapter 2, he flips. He switches sides. And instead of saying they, he says you. And he uses that word 18 times. So he's trapping both sides in those first two chapters. He has silenced their mouths. And then he says to them, there are not two sides, there is one humanity. And then we get into Romans chapter 3, where we are today. And what does he say? He uses new words. Instead of they and you, he says we and us. He's starting to use unification language. And what is the unification language? It's the gospel. The law silences us because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are made mute. We are silent. We have no defense. But then what comes? Who is the new speaker? Who is the new narrator? It is not the law. It is the gospel. The gospel comes and frees. So that's where we are today. And suddenly, those words that start with R-E have new use. What does the gospel do for you and for me? It refreshes. It renames us. Child of God. It resets us in how we look at the world. It restores us into community with one another. And above all, it reboots us to see life the way we should look at life. And so today, hear those words that start with R-E. God's truth will do all of those things and continue to feed and nurture this one humanity. Thanks be to God. Amen.